Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the new
spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
You got a question for RLM?
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Global Happiness Specialist. That's right, I said it, Happiness Specialist. Who the hell does she think she is? Happiness Specialist, Inner Peace Practitioner, Oracle, but most importantly, ongoing student. Student, 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 always changing, always growing, always evolving, always expanding, and so are you. Happiness Specialist, how the heck did I get here? And, you know, I've been getting a lot more people following, a lot more impressions on LinkedIn, but the thing is, and if you listen to me, you know I'm not a marketer, so people are just finding me generically, and I'm good with that. But for you people that are just made, that you made people, my dear audience, listening for the first time, just a brief introduction. Happiness Specialist. Well, I don't know if you realize this, but there was a very famous study done, I don't even know the year, but you can Google it. It's called the 5 Most Common Regrets of the Dying. The 5 Most Common Regrets of the Dying. And the 5th most common regret, this was a study done by a hospice nurse. Her name is Bronnie Ware. You can Google it. You can look it up. And there are 5 regrets that kept coming up over and over and over and over again. And these people, one foot in the grave, I don't know about you, but I'm listening to somebody that what are you going to do? Not be truthful at that point? So the first, I'll just read off the five most common regrets. I wish I would have pursued my dreams and aspirations and not the life others expected of me. I wish I didn't work so hard. I wish I had the courage to express my feelings and speak my mind. I wish I would have stayed in touch with my friends. Of course, I always put an asterisk by that only because sometimes we outgrow people. And if somebody's in your life, they're supposed to be there. And if they're not, guess what? It's not time for them to be in your life. And the 5th most common regret of the dying is, I wish I would have let myself be happier. I wish I would have been happier. And so this is what you're going to find on this channel, whatever this is called, podcast, online channel. This is what you're going to get. Nothing has to change in your life for your energy and your personal vibration to change. Nothing has to change for you to have an energy shift. How does that happen? What? Energy shift? Nothing has to change? No. And in fact, that is the practice. Nothing has to manifest. Nothing has to be different for you to shift your energy. But how do you do that? Well, thank you for asking. You shift, change your perspective. It's just that simple. In fact, one of my favorite listeners, I believe that's him right now, that's on the line. And in fact, if you want to speak with me live, the number to call in is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. And I know it sounds a little echoey. I mean, I'm in a place where these ceilings are so tall. So it's a little bit of echo, and as soon as I get my equipment, it's right around the corner, then you won't hear that echo. But anyway, calling in area code 646-564-9619. And again, if you're on with them, you can just ask to join the show. But this is just as simple. Here we go. And in fact, this happened maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago on the show with my dear friend Jay. And we were talking about death and somebody close dying, whether it's a family member or a friend, and the whole concept of loss. And somebody dies, and the program is, I've lost something, or I've lost someone, or I've lost a relationship. And I shared a different perspective, which is, death is simply a change. The program says it's a loss, which is also judgment, it's a loss, but it's just a change. That's what death represents. But the program says loss. And so can you feel the difference, the difference when you think about it in a different way, think about death in a different way? And that's all I'm offering here on the show, is a different perspective. And I don't know what's going on out there. Well, that's not true. I do know a few things. But there is no such thing, at least for me, you're not sabotaging yourself. You're not blocking your good from coming to you. You're not blocking your abundance. You're not blocking your chakras. I mean, do you think that God can be blocked? Do you think that your destiny can be shifted if God wants you to experience something, or if the universe wants you to experience something? Do you think that you're not going to experience it? You're not going to experience it? Do you think that if part of your destiny, whatever is on your journey, is on your path, do you think that you can stop it? You think that you can sabotage? Come on now. That's what you're going to get on this show. But let me just be just a little bit more introduction, because this is, like I said, a lot of new people are finding me. Welcome. And I am going to say that this show, or specifically me, what comes out of my mouth, sometimes more often does tend to push buttons, does tend to have you triggered. I'm triggered just by doing the show. I'm triggered just by talking to you. No, that's just a joke. So the buttons push and the triggers, it's going to happen. I've been teaching these, talking about sharing what I've learned about this truth about happiness for over 15 years. I've been teaching these classes, the truth about happiness, in California, Oregon, and now in Las Vegas. And I'm telling you, people get angry at me. I mean angry. Students, angry. I'm not just talking about I don't agree with you, Rebecca. No, I mean pointing fingers, yelling, storming out of rooms, angry. So I'm used to it. There's nothing you can say. There's no words you can say. There's nothing you can do that I'm going to take personally. I mean, that's just what the practice is. And the good news is, my dear audience, the good news is, happiness is a practice skill, just like any other skill. I'm looking outside, and you know what I see? I see four golfers, and they're on the putting green. Putting is another practice. You can't just put a hole in one. Not put a hole in one. Get a hole in one putting without practice. And so that's the good news. If you're interested, if you're inspired, if it even is a thing that you want to experience more happiness, and let me be very clear, when I say happiness, I'm talking about an energy, a personal vibration that you emit, you. So wherever you go, you're taking your energy with you. So wherever you go, if you're angry, if you're upset, if you're sad, if you're lonely, that's what you're taking with you. And what I wanted to share is the practice is you can feel a vibration. You can feel an energy of contentment at all times. What? That's impossible. No, it's not, because I do it, and I can do it. Now, how do you do that? I have to say, it's not an easy practice. It's not an easy practice. And in fact, I'm getting to a point, you know, if you've listened, you know, I'm 68. I'm getting to a point where I'm really fine-tuning the practice. And it comes down to the stories. And it comes down to eliminating the stories. And it also comes, and we talked about this last week, true or false, which is true, which is false. And when I say eliminating the stories, let me be very clear. Let me just be clear. If you enjoy this content, my YouTube channel, I have a YouTube channel. You can just search Rebecca Norrington, or maybe Reality Spirituality, but definitely Rebecca Norrington. And my son and I are doing a live stream once a week. And it's on YouTube, and it's called, listen to this title, it's called Mother and Son Making Sense Out of Nonsense Plus More. Let me repeat that, only because the title isn't long enough. Mother and Son Making Sense Out of Nonsense Plus More. And one of the reasons why I wanted to share that, and you can just, we had episode 7 yesterday. But anyway, episode, if you ask me, episode 6 and 7 were really fire. But I digress. I showed a toaster. What? A toaster. It was show and tell yesterday for a moment. And this toaster the toaster was a wedding present. It was my mother and father's wedding present. True story. And they were married in 1950. Sorry about that, you youngsters that can't even conceive 1950. But yeah, they were married in 1950, and one of their wedding gifts was this toaster. It is a Westinghouse toaster. And if you're a little bit older, my generation, did I say I was 68? Yeah, don't tell anybody, though. 68, there was a time where appliances, from refrigerators to stoves to watches to microwaves, all washing machines, lasted forever. They didn't last only for 5 years, and you didn't have to buy a warranty. So there was a time when appliances lasted for decades, and this toaster, I'm telling you, still works. What? That's right. It still works. Now, the cord on the toaster, I wrapped it up more than once, and we are going to get to the topic today, which is Back to the Future, and I am going to, and this is going to segue. Trust me, this isn't one of those times when I just start talking and I lead you into a bottomless pit of not making any sense about anything. I do have a point here. Woo! Okay, back to the toaster. And so the cord on the toaster, I mean, you should see it. It's wrapped in not plastic, not today's cords. Now, this is wrapped in cloth. Is it not yarn, but it looks like a thick yarn, braided. It's a braided yarn, and it is part of the cord. Not plastic, it's a cloth. Yeah, so anyway, I've taped it up over the years, but 2 weeks ago, and I still use it to my son just can't stand that I have this old toaster, and I use it. Anyway, a couple weeks ago, I plugged it in, and from the area where the cord is, is into the toaster, actually goes into the toaster, it started smoking. Okay, it started smoking. So number one, I am an electrician's daughter. So I immediately unplugged it, and then I said, okay, so my little makeshift electrical wire is not going to work on this particular, because it's so close to the toaster. So I really do need to have somebody open up the toaster, repair the area where the cord is, and then close the toaster. You know what? I'm thinking about it. I may be able to do that myself. But I digress again. I've had the toaster, 50 years plus. Well, I haven't had it, but it's been around. And it's sentimental, of course. And here's the story. It's the only thing that I have of my parents that I have left. That's a story. You see, it's the only thing I have of theirs together. So you hear how the stories start? And when I thought about throwing the toaster away, finally, after all these years, and all of the stories start coming up with the sentiment, the parents, the why, you've saved it for this long, it still works, all of it. That is what I'm talking about when I say true or false, and pay attention to your stories. The suffering comes from the stories that I tell myself. And let's be very clear. There are two entities. You are the universal self or this human ego self, whatever you want to call it. You don't like the word ego, lower consciousness, whatever you want to call it. You know what I'm talking about, that entity that is always constantly complaining, there's something wrong, there's something that needs to be different. That, you know, that voice. So when you, I wish you could see me. I have both of my hands up in the air, gesturing like I'm on stage. Well, I am. I'm on the universal stage. So I've got both of my hands. What am I doing? Anyway, back to the being conscious of the stories. See, there was someone that I spoke with, it was either this week or last week, and they were telling me that all of this stuff is changing, their life is shifting, things are supposed to be happening, because I used to play small, or I used to believe I was small, or I used to didn't think I deserved something. You see how tricky these stories get? And it is the stories themselves, that I really want, I really encourage you to pay attention to. I'm telling you right now, you know what I asked the universe for? Empty my head. Now, I don't need to be my head emptied and have, you know, some kind of mental, I don't know who the hell I am. No, empty my head of these ego stories, because my ego is on a life support. And when you confront your ego, and you let your ego know in a loving way, not in an ego you're the enemy. No, the ego is not the enemy, but it definitely has a specific job, but its job is not to make you feel good. Its job is not to make you feel, yeah, I can do this. No, its job is to make you feel less than, lack, there's something wrong with this moment. And back to the topic, back to the future. Let me ask you, how often, and again, the number to call in and speak with me live is area code 646-564-9619, and press the number 1. Again, area code 646-564-9619, and here we go with today's topic, back to the future. And one of the things that I've shared on this show countless times, and I say that you can lie to anyone you want to. I lie all the time to keep the peace. I am a serial liar. That's right. If somebody says, my example is, somebody says, did you watch the news? Well, this is the exact example. When my mother was alive, she would always ask me, did you watch the news? Did you see what happened on the news? No, Mom, I didn't see the latest serial killings. No, I didn't see the latest mass shootings. No, I missed that. But she was one, and there are people that are addicted to and love to watch the news, and I get it. My job, my practice is to accept them without judging. Okay? Watch the news if that's what you watch the news. I don't watch the news. For some reason, it just doesn't mix well in with my energy. I'm not interested in hearing. I'm just not interested. What was my point? Oh, I know. I remember my point. My point was when my mother was alive and she would ask me, did I watch the news? I would lie and say yes. And she was happy. The conversation is over. The conversation is moving to something else. So you see what I'm talking about when I say this line. And so tell yourself the truth. One of the reasons why, hear it or not, one of the reasons why, especially when you are involved in a relationship with someone, and that could be from a coworker to a family member to a romantic relationship, whatever relationship. So relationships, unless, and I'm stepping out on a limb here, and you may get triggered, I'm just letting you know. Trigger warning, button pushing warning. I love those warnings. And in fact, I was going to really digress and go into the movie. You know, my latest movie now, I'm really in on this movie, Doctor Strange. Not Doctor Strange, but I'm talking about Doctor Strange from 2016. I highly recommend that movie. There are so many universal lessons about, oh my goodness, from surrendering from your ego to, what is another lesson? Oh, forget everything that you think you know. Talking about fighting, surrendering to a river, you know, trying to go upstream. I mean, the movie is just, the lessons, I don't know why, I just love that Doctor Strange 2016 movie with all of those universal lessons. But what was my point? Oh, Lord have mercy. I totally forgot my train of thought. Oh, I remember. Thank you for your patience. When I talk about telling the truth, and I talk about, and we're talking about relationships, know that even if someone is close to you, my son, he's the closest person to me. Well, one of the closest. How's that? Him and my best friend. And even when we have conversations, even when we are talking, sometimes there is a miscommunication. Sometimes there is the communication is I have to ask a question. Do you mean, what is your intention? What do you mean by this statement? And the point is, because we are so different, I say we are as different as our fingerprints, because we are so different, sometimes a word, I will use a word, and that word does not have the same energetic meaning to you, for you, or that word doesn't hit you. There's some words that trigger you and some words that do not trigger me. You follow that, I'm not going to say it's difficult, but it is very challenging even to have a conversation with someone only because we're so different. With different backgrounds, with different perspectives, with different upbringing. And so the conversation, when I'm out in public, I have to give an allowance to that, for that. But back to the future conversation. One of the program behaviors, and I told you I'm up to 55. I'm going to write 55, but in the book there's only 54. But that's, if you're listening to this, you're going to get a sneak preview. 55, it's one of those Alfred Hitchcock kind of things where there's a little secret in the book, and I'm telling you right now, I say 55, but there's really 54. Okay, that's the secret. There may be a contest coming in the future, but who knows? Okay, back to the future. I received a question today. Well, was it today or yesterday? I received a question. You know, on Wisdom, when you get questions, and this is what the question was. What was the question specific? What do you think is the United States going to continue to be a democracy even with all of the politics going on today? That was the question to me. You know, the happiness specialist talks about not living in the future, not living in the past. You know, that person. So the question was to me, what do I think, is the United States going to maintain its democracy status, especially with today's current climate? Now, what the hell kind of futuristic kind of question is that? And that's what I'm talking about. And my answer, in fact, if you're on Wisdom, you can click to my answer. I thought it was hysterical myself. But my answer was, how the hell do I know? And it's not even a concern. The future is none of my business. The future? I'm up here practicing living in the present moment. I'm practicing trying to stay in the present moment. What the hell am I doing in the future for? I mean, this amount of time is, we have a limited amount of time here right now. A limited amount of time. Why the hell am I going to spend consciously spend 1 ounce, 1 second, 1 minute in the future and rob myself of this life that I'm living in the present moment? Why am I going to do that? Well, the first reason is because I'm programmed to do that. I'm programmed not to live in the present moment. I'm programmed to either be in the past or live in my head or live in the future. How about you? What do you think, audience, my dear audience? And that's where my ego keeps me, in the past, in the future, or in my head. When you practice, because the stories are going to come, the thoughts are going to come. I have them all the time. So I'm here to say, I got my hands up here. I'm giving up on, at least in this moment, I'm giving up on, oh, I can change my thoughts. I can change. No, I haven't been able to change them. But I definitely can live with them. And I definitely can live with the stories, the doomsday stories and the doomsday thoughts. And I definitely can live with them and still vibrate contentment. How the hell do you do that? Thank you for asking. I do not identify with the stories. It's just, and I said it before 100 times, but sometimes people just get it when it's time for them to get it. And it's just like the thoughts and the stories. It's just like watching a television show. It's just like watching theater, darling. It's just like watching something that isn't real. And in fact, I've shared this before, and this isn't my work. Hold on a second. Where is it? Oh, you see how I'm up here? I forgot I was supposed to answer some more questions. I have some questions again, and I'll get to the questions. Hold on a second. Oh, here we go. Hear that? Where's my camera? She's so entertaining. Okay, Byron Katie, question yourself. Question the thoughts. Question stories. The acceptance, and I'll tell you right now, because if it's happening to me, it's definitely happening to ye. Byron Katie, the first question with what she calls the work, is this true? Is the thought, is the story that you're thinking about, is it true? Yes or no? Number two, the question is, can you absolutely know that it's true? So anytime you're in the future, what do you know about the future that is true? Other than the sun is going to shine tomorrow. Sorry to yell at you. I am yelling at you. Okay, let me calm down. I'm going to be going to Florida next week. Of course, so I have a plane I have a plane ticket, and I have a hotel reservation. I won't know if I'm going to be in Florida, if I'm going to arrive in Florida, until I arrive in Florida. I could get to the airport and the planes are delayed. I could get to the airport and there's some other problem with the plane. Anything could happen. I am not into the future. I am not thinking about Florida or my time in Florida. What I am doing is I'm washing clothes. You know, if I have a couple things to pack that are going to be clean, but other than that, no. And let me go back to the future a little bit here. Let me go back to the future. One of the things, one of the reason why I'm going to Florida is that it's called PodFest. So they're having a PodFest. This is the 10-year anniversary, and I'm going there to assist I'm going there to assist the OWL app. And if you've listened to me, you know that the OWL app sponsors the show here. And what is the OWL app? The OWL app is a way to connect and network with people all over this country. It's a free app. I'm an expert on the app, expert as one that shares exactly what I'm sharing now. So I'm going there to assist with the setup of the OWL app. There's going to be a live podcast. There's going to be a booth. So that's why I'm going. My point is, one of the things, and there's a lot of Zoom meetings, you know, to set up. It's a big deal. 10th anniversary, podcasters from all over the country and maybe all over the world. It's a networking marketing seminar. Who knows? Whatever. Podcasters unite. Oh, Lord have mercy. Boy, I can lose my train of thought in this. Oh, okay. I remember now. So part of the preparation to go to this PodFest 24, the organizers, the hosts, have pre-meetings, and, you know, to let you know about the speakers that are going to be there, the meetup groups, you know, heads up. It's going to be a lot. I think there's I don't know, 10,000 people attending, I don't know, around there. One of the things that the organizer said in one of the meetings, he said, I know that you have a lot of plans. It's 3 days, let's see, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 4 days. I know you have a lot of plans, he says, but don't be so stuck on your plan. In other words, be open to having your plan change. And that is a constant state of being open to surrendering to the moment, being open to not being attached to an outcome, not being attached to this is supposed to go like this, or I'm supposed to feel this way, or this is supposed to happen. I'm supposed to check this off the box, this off the box. You know, the truth is, my dear audience, is living open without any plans, without any story, and the action is always inspired action. Even doing this show, if I'm not inspired, I'm not going to broadcast. And there's been times out of the year, maybe three times that's happened, where I'm just not feeling the Sunday show. I'm just not feeling like it, just not feeling it. But I don't know that until the day. I won't know that until the morning. And one of the things that I hear a lot, especially for you cute little controllers and you cute little planners and you cute little people that have to have a plan and an outline and a schedule. I mean, some of my family's like that. If they're not on a schedule, if something's off of the schedule, I mean, they can't do anything unless it's on the schedule. Nothing wrong with those people. They're just cute little schedulers. But the organizers said specifically, be open to having your schedule change. And that's what I'm sharing here. Be open to the future. Be open to whatever it brings. And do you trust and do you believe and do you know that the future is there to serve you like the past has always, always served you? How many fingers do you have on the steering wheel? How many fingers do you have on the steering wheel? And if you say 10, let go of your pinky. You are not controlling this. No. Let's get to today's questions. Let me just look over my notes. Did I talk about? Let's see. Okay. So I did say this. Where do you live? Where do you find yourself living? In the past? In the present or in the future? Where do you find yourself focused on? In the past or the future? The practice is to remain in the moment. How do you do that? Good question. Just pay attention to what you're looking at. I see lights. I see a plant. I see a couch. I see another plant. I see orchids. I see a book. I have candles. I'm in the present moment. The more you practice living in the present moment, the more you will be able to live and stay in the moment. The moment is the life. The moment, the present moment, is where life happens. Can you feel my smile? Back to this future thing, and then I'll get to the question. If you've listened to the show, you know that 2018, my mother died, and she gifted the family house to her handyman. 2018, a year and a half, 2 years later, got the house back, but I got over $100,000 of legal fees. Back to still dealing with this, I said 2018. It's 2024. There is no way that if you asked me 2 years ago or a year ago, would you still be dealing with this in 2024? I would have said, no, it's over. You see how the future, I don't know if this legal issue is going to be going on for another year or another 2 years or another 3 years. The practice is, the question is, am I okay with that? And the answer is, if I want to experience more contentment, yes, I am okay with that. I'm okay with whatever is unfolding. I'm okay with whatever I'm presented. I'm okay with whatever the present moment is offering me. That is the practice. And it ain't easy, but it works. Happiness, inner peace, contentment are all practice skills. And the only thing I can manifest is what's already planned for me. If there's something that's on the path, it's planned for me, I'm going to experience it. That's the only thing I get to manifest is whatever is my destiny. Anyway, let's get to these questions. So I have a listener that I answered this last week, and then of course they ask more questions. I do love questions. I really do, and I appreciate the questions. But you know, it's interesting how some people my question is this: what are you going to do after I answer these questions? Are you going to do something different? Are you going to change? Are you going to do something? And when I say change, do something different. Even if it's a small, and when I say small, I'm holding my fingers a half an inch. Even if it's a small change, a small shift, if you usually turn right, turn left. What is the last thing this is one thing that I definitely am not going to do anymore. The awareness is the work. I've shared that I'm responsible if I'm in any relationship, whether it's family, whether it's romantic, whatever it is, whether it's a neighbor, whether it's a coworker, whatever it is, I'm responsible for the peace, not the other person. I don't need you to do anything. Let me do it all. I'll take on the responsibility of maintaining peace. I'm a jokester. Joking, joke, joking, joke, 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 joke. And some people don't think everything's funny. And some people don't think that everything can be funny. And in fact, some people, and no judging here, just stating, there's a difference between describing and judging. You can feel the difference. I'm just describing and judging. And some people like to focus on negativity. How's that? I'll give you an example. I live in a senior community, you know, where all these old people live. I live in a senior community, and every Friday, it's kind of cute, I haven't been yet, But the people that have lost their wives, the widowers, and the people that have lost their husbands, they get together and there's a dance and there's live music, social, drinking, food. You know, it's an event every Friday that the people that have lost and looking for a relationship or friendship or whatever, they get together. And one of my students, one of my exercise students, was telling me that she's attended these events. Now, she's married, but she said she's attended the event. And so I said, well, how is it? What do you think? She said, it's horrible. She said, the people there, so listen to this. She said, the people there, the women ask my husband to dance, and men ask me to dance. And we're a couple, we're husband and wife. And they're very, and she even said this, and they're very hands-on, touchy-feely, sexualized. And I'm listening to this, and I have a totally different perspective. Because I'm thinking, isn't that nice that people go out and then they ask, you know, a couple, may I dance? Because when I lived in Oregon, one of the things that when I went out by myself, if I went out by myself to a bar dancing, they made it a point. People attending, especially the men attending, made it a point to dance with the single women or to welcome all the singers, women and or men. I mean, if you came to a bar or if you came to and it wasn't a nightclub, not in a small town. I was in a very small town, 24,000 people. So there wasn't a nightclub. It was just a country bar. Anyway, so you go to a bar and you don't feel like you're alone. I don't know how to explain it, but you just go in and it's just a whole big family, it's a whole big community. So I had a different perspective. I'm thinking that, yes, the big community of people that lost their wives and their husbands, and now, isn't that nice? People can get together and chat or make friends. But no. Now listen to this. The same student, hopefully she's not listening, I don't think so, because, no. The same student, this was before class was over, asked this question of the class. You ready? You ready for this question? And then I'll get to the questions that were sent to me, and they want some answers. Or how about question want some answers, want my perspective. Okay. The same student, a few minutes later, because we're just chatting in class, it was a small class, you know what she asked me? I'm still flabbergasted by this question. Do you want to hear a sad story? Do you want, and she's asking the class, not just me, do you want to hear a sad story? Now, it's the same person that gave her perspective earlier about the older people getting together, the people that have lost their husbands and wives. So you follow, when I say know your audience, so you follow the point, which is there's no judgment, but now I know my audience, which is some people kind of lean towards the glasses half full, glasses half empty. So that's the point. Let me look at these questions. Glasses. I have another thing I love your perspective on. From time to time, I get really upset and depressed about having no family, not being in contact with them anymore. No friends, not liking where I am, always tolerating where I live sooner or later, happy then restless, sad, and worn out of there. And then the career still not having picked up to make money for me, and I go around in a loop. Okay, you see, we talked about stories. And all of these stories, or all of these stories that I'm hearing in this email, I get really upset and depressed about having no family. Okay, let me just say this. Family is not, the truth is, family is not the be-all, end-all. Family, I mean, there are people with family, and they're in hell with their family. So it's not the family thing, this thing about family. So this family, and correct me, scratch that. Vibe with me and see if you feel where I'm going with this. So I don't have a family. And that family statement means that I am supposed to feel a certain way because I have a family. You follow me here? If I had a family, I'm going to feel differently. If I had a family that was close, I would feel differently. You follow me? And so that's the program right there, right off the bat. You're operating on a program. Depressed about having no family. Okay, so what's the solution to this? Here's the solution. Anytime you're feeling whatever, and one of the things that I share is not labeling your emotions. What? Depressed, sad, lonely, angry. Stop labeling your emotions. You're just feeling. You're human and you're feeling. Well, that doesn't make sense, Rebecca. Feeling, well, I got to put a label on it. No, you don't. The program says to put a label on it. How about you're just feeling? Can you step out and do something a little bit different and just say, I'm feeling? Well, what are you feeling? Human? Okay, back to the email. Feeling. Okay, not being. How about this? Here's the solution. One of the things. Okay, I have done a lot of volunteer work in my life, from working at the senior center when I was in Oregon, serving tables, washing dishes, you know, whatever, it doesn't matter. I do a lot of volunteer work. So my first suggestion, my dear anonymous person with these questions, Can we do some volunteer work? Can we help someone else? Can we help either old people or young people? When I say young people, children, old people, self-explanatory. Can we help someone else here? When you focus on assisting someone else, if somehow this woe is me. You don't have time for it. Okay. And when I said, woe with me, don't take that personally. Not liking where I'm always living, tolerating where I live sooner or later, then happy and restless, sad. So what this person is doing, it's all external. Everything that you're talking about are external circumstances. And then career still not having picked up the way to have money coming in for me. I try to get a full-time job, a part-time job, and that hasn't worked, blah, blah, blah. So basically it looks like all areas of my life in Matrix Land are not working. Yet somehow I see and know that everything is coming together. Now, here we go. Somehow I know and see that everything is coming together. The truth is everything is together. There's no coming together. Everything is together. There's no waiting for anything to happen. It's happening. It's happening right now. The future, I mean, the scientists, you can go into the future. Anyway, that's for my best friend. He does all that research stuff. Let me step back into my lane without that whole science thing going into the future, because I don't know anything about that, but that's what he told me the other day. Let me get back into my lane. Okay. Still, I get in a loop where I feel really depressed and upset about it. Okay. So she gets really upset and depressed and upset about it. Well, the first part of all of the practice, the first part of this practice is total acceptance. It's acceptance of where you are, acceptance of being depressed, acceptance of not making money, acceptance of always tolerating everything, practice acceptance. See, the truth is, and just for myself, the truth is what I used to do is resist everything. No, I don't want this to happen. No, this shouldn't be happening. No, this, no, I don't like that. No. The acceptance of everything in the moment. Acceptance of the moment. That's number one. I'm on the verge of letting go of the sob story. No, you're not. Complaining, sob stories, finding fault, finding what's wrong. Is this another addiction? What? Yes. I'll never forget one of my students told me years ago, she says, Rebecca, I'm addicted to feeling sad. I'm addicted to being sad. There's an addiction to drama, addiction to feeling bad. I used to be addicted to getting angry. Oh, so energizing. So energizing to get mad at somebody and to argue with them. Oh, it was a thrill. It was a rush. Oh, I couldn't wait for the next argument. And guess what? I was always right. I was always right. What about you? That's another addiction, the need to be right. Ah, I know what you're thinking. But no, I don't need to be right anymore. Let's see. I've been working on getting my life together. I know this is BS talk. Oh, look at that. They already know that's BS talk for years, lots of healing work. Listen, there's nothing to heal. You're already healed. What is this? You know, the gurus and the life coaches of the world will tell you, you need to do something. You need to heal yourself. You need to live your best life. You're not living your best life. Yes, you are. This is the best life, and it is a best life. Don't buy into that. You can buy into it if you want. This buying into, you have to accomplish this and you'll feel better. You do this, do more and you'll feel better. Really? That's not the truth. The feeling better is in this moment. The satisfaction and the energy of satisfaction is in this moment right now. The satisfaction is not tomorrow, not manifesting, which, quite frankly, you can only manifest what is your destiny. I'm just letting you know that. You can only manifest what your destiny, what is your destiny. If you don't believe me, manifest yourself 3 inches taller. Manifest a new star. Manifest a new planet. Manifest the cure for cancer. Manifest world peace. I'm not poo-pooing it, but manifest. You don't need to wait for any manifestation. You can feel, you can vibrate an energy of contentment right now. Let go of those stories. Here we go. I'm on the verge of letting the sob story go. Well, if you're letting the sob story go, then I wouldn't receive this email. See, there's something, and I'm using myself as an example. There's something that I get out of holding on to something that doesn't serve me. There is some kind of benefit my ego, let's be clear, my ego gets. What does it get? It gets to live and pretend that it's you. And then you get to buy in, and then you get to believe, or you believe that it's you. And I'm here to tell you, you are not your ego. You are not your stories. You are not your thoughts. You are not the bad news. And then I, let's see, I'm on the verge of letting the sob story go. Just a little bit more healing work. No, there's no healing work to do. Just wait a little bit more time. It brings a lot of tears. See, this thing about bringing a lot of tears, yes, crying, but don't think you're crying because of the stories. It's just time to cry. Even when I go to the sentimental thing, you know, I look back and bringing up a moment that feels good and warm and fuzzy and, oh, so sentimental, and that kind of thing. Even coming up and thinking about something sentimental, and I was reliving some things in the house and in Oregon and the creek and the trees, and I was feeling that whole forest living again. I'm living in the desert now. I was feeling that forest living, and then I started to well up, started to get tears, and reminiscing about where I used to live, and reminiscing about yesterday. You know, I was crying, and then I snapped out of it. But then I told my ego, "No ego, that's not why I'm crying. I'm crying. This is just time. It's just time to cry." You follow the practice. This practice is ongoing. No breaks. And that is the practice, the stories that are constant, endless. Let them go. Let them drift into the metaverse. I don't even know what the metaverse is, but I know a lot of people are talking about the metaverse. Let them drift into the metaverse. Let's see. Point of letting these stories go, stop, poor me. Always brought a lot of shame up, over the years. And yes, when I do connect with my parents from time to time, they love giving me the third degree about all of this and trying to make me feel like, okay, shit, a failure, which is the reason I've cut them off. So let me say something. Nobody can make you feel like, nobody can make you feel less than unless you believe it yourself. Unless you believe what these people are saying, nobody can make you feel any kind of way. That is the truth. Now what are you going to do with that? All of the work is done in the mirror. The awareness is the work. This blaming other people for how you're feeling is just not the truth. I can't blame anybody for how I'm feeling. My son, my best friend, I can't. I can blame the universe for it. I definitely can do that. It is your fault, universe. It is your fault. The universe wants to experience all of this through me. So that was a nice little email and answering those questions. And so I'm going to sum it all up. And it's about the stories here. And you did say it. It's in a loop over and over and over again. And now it's a thought pattern. Same story. The ego has absolutely no new news. There is nothing new under the ego's sun. Just a different day. Same stuff. In fact, let me just share something. You know, I talk about this attorney, and it's going on 6 years now. I have absolutely zero contempt, disdain, dislike for him. I can take him out to lunch, and pay for lunch. Definitely, I could hug him. I don't have any bad feelings. And that includes all the people that have my ego has said are my enemies. You know, those people, those backstabbers, those friends that turn on you, that kind of thing, and talk and say really mean, bad things about you, you know, those kind of people. I don't even have, I mean, I got those people too. I don't even have those people, those people that are in my head. No, open arms for all. But you know what my ego does, and if my ego does it, your ego does the same thing. You know what my ego does? My ego custom fits all of these scenarios, all of this stuff, all of the thoughts, all of the stories. It's custom for me. My ego knows exactly what to say, exactly what story to bring to me, exactly what circumstance to have me to find myself in, exactly what it is to spark this. Okay, it's you, ego, to spark this behavior of thinking that I am my ego, of thinking that I am my thoughts, of thinking I am my story. I'm really trying to explain how letting go of the story brings so much peace and freedom. And the more you practice letting go of the stories, and the more you practice not believing, because they're not true, and the more you practice letting go, the easier it's going to come, and the faster those stories are going to come in and out.
What's worth fighting for this week? For me, the number one thing worth fighting for has been my grounding.
What happened?
My peace. I've been protecting my peace lately since this new moon. I don't know about you guys, but I've been feeling lightheaded, a lot of ascension
okay,
symptoms.
Okay, hold on a second. Something's going on.
And
here.
I've been also feeling like I've put myself in a bubble where I'm starting to navigate how my universe starts to
Hold on, audience.
Because I'm not letting outside influences manipulate how I feel and react anymore. And it kind of happened after so much
I don't know how to get
work.
Out of this.
It took years of me trying to get to this point.
How do I get out of
this?
How do I get out of this?
Tell me about how you've been feeling this week. I've been struggling with weight my entire life. I've probably tried every single diet from the diet to the keto diet.
Okay, well, I don't know how to get out of this.
And at 30, right when I was dealing with a lot of health issues, I completely transformed my life, and I started going.
How do I do that? Oh, okay. Oh, and that's what happens. Reality, spirituality. I don't even remember what I was talking about or why I was saying it. But I definitely know how to come back to the present moment. Okay, so let me just wrap everything up. It is the top of the hour, and if you want to speak with me live, the number to call in was area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. And press the number 1, but I am going to wrap up the show. We talked about how long do you think, I already answered that question. So back to the topic. Happiness is a practice skill. That's what I'm going to share with you. It is a practice. And if you are interested, if you feel that it is even important enough, on a scale from 1 to 10, how important is this energy, this vibration of happiness, this energy, this vibration of contentment? How important is that to you? Some people, it's not important. It's not a surprise anymore. I used to be surprised by that, but it's not a surprise. All right. I'm going to stop rambling. And that's the end of today's show. Thank you for listening to Reality Spirituality. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And my first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon. The book that I'm writing now, Program for Unhappiness, it is, we're editing, last editing stages. Yikes, boy, oh boy. Woo, it's a lot. It's a lot editing. But it's going to contain all 54 program behaviors that have been proven to subtract from your happiness. All 54 program behaviors is going to be listed in that book, level 1, level 2, level 3. And so next week, my dear audience, I would like to share that you are an extension of the universe too. You are hosting the universe. The universe is living through you. Love is patient and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. You are on this journey for a reason. Everything that is happening to you is serving you. Trust, let go, surrender, repeat. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality Radio, and remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. That's a quote from Abraham. And happiness, the good news is, it is a practice skill. And until next week, my dear audience, what your moments, what you experience in your moments reflects on what you practice. I knew I had to get that one out. Yay! Have a conscious week.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Spirituality.